This is Kendall Mead of Mascot, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. And today, for Earth Day, more than 40 climate groups are sponsoring a major rally at the state capitol in Albany to try to push lawmakers into doing more about the climate change issue. Laura Schindel of Food and Water Watch will tell us about the rally and what is going on in state government to address climate change. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Makers Syndicate, and news of a large FCC fine for a company owned by Russians in radio news. It all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Mission and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network.
On Saturday, April 23rd, turn out or tune in to hear the band I Heard It on the X perform at the track at Boom and Bloom, the record and flower shop in East Durham at 2176 Route 145. It's record store day, and the shop is having the band in to perform an homage to early ZZ Top. The band features ex-drummer of the Scissor Sisters, Patty Boom, and drums and vocals, and he hosts the Vinyl Freedom Show every other Tuesday at noon on WGXC. You can go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for more information about the show. And you can also tune into a live webcast and broadcast on 90.7 FM of the show Saturday, April 23rd, 5 to 7 p.m. at the track at Boom and Bloom, the records and flower shop in East Durham on Route 145, with I Heard It on the X on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Patricia R. Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that the WMC Health Network is increasing the number of inpatient mental health beds in Dutchess County 2 years after shutting down those same services in Ulster. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro announced on April 20th, as part of his State of the County address, County will partner with the Westchester Medical Center Health Network to create a Center of Excellence for Behavioral Health in Dutchess County. The county will commit $3 million to the project, which includes the creation of new inpatient psychiatric beds at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie. The hospital has also committed to adding 60 new staff members to serve Dutchess and Ulster counties. WMC Health is the parent company of Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley, and it runs hospitals in Kingston and Delaware County. In a statement on April 21st, Westchester Medical Center said the funding from Dutchess County, quote, will help us expand and enhance behavioral health services both in the county and throughout the region, unquote. WMC said the number of beds to be created and a time frame for the increased services are still being determined. The 2020 decision by WMC Health to eliminate its 50-bed inpatient mental health unit in Kingston infuriated community leaders and elected officials who have pressured the state to force the network to reinstate those beds. State Assemblymember Kevin Cahill, who represents Kingston, applauded Dutchess County's efforts to increase services to its residents, but said that the partnership should not let the hospital off the hook for its obligation to Ulster County. Quote, unless there is a, quote, restoration of the full inpatient behavioral health unit on a Kingston campus, Westchester Medical Center and Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley are in serious violation of the terms of their license to operate a facility in Ulster County, unquote, Cahill said. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said despite the announcement, he will continue to fight for the return of inpatient beds to Ulster County. Quote, we need these beds in Ulster County, unquote, he said. Read more about the story in the Daily Freeman.
Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union that construction begins next month on a 436-acre solar farm in Coymans in southern Albany County. Project manager Alex Campbell of the Public Service Commission's sign-off said, and I quote, we received approval from the PSC last week on our site plan. Hecate officials say the project will create 140 short-term construction jobs. Hecate is also planning the 50-megawatt Green County solar facility on 800 acres in Coxsackie in Green County, the 60-megawatt Shepherd's Run project in Copeg, and two 20-megawatt projects in New Baltimore and Coymans. Another company, Hudson Energy, is working on a 100-megawatt Flint Mine solar project in the southern end of Coxsackie and the northern section of Athens. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Tim Williams reports for Capital Tonight in an interview on PBS's New York Now last week. Allison Esposito, the designated Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, publicly came out as a gay woman. The announcement is historic because Esposito could become just the second openly gay nominee for statewide office by a major party and the first for the New York GOP. New York has never elected an open member of the LGBTQ community to statewide office. Karen Burstein, who had come out as a lesbian, was the Democratic nominee for attorney general in 1994, but lost to Dennis Vacco in the general election. Despite the lack of a statewide win, there have been openly gay members of the state legislature. Charles Marin, president of the Log Cabin Republicans, a group that represents LGBTQ conservatives and allies, argues that despite the historic nature of Esposito's candidacy, gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin picked her as a running mate because of her background and her community connections. Esposito was a deputy inspector at Brooklyn's 70th precinct prior to being selected as Zeldin's running mate. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com.
Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics that a Democratic candidate for governor cited politics, not science, when he said he would put an end to mandatory masking on public transit systems in New York State. Long Island Democrat Tom Suozzi is running for governor, and in an interview with WNYC on April 21st, talked about political concerns rather than mentioning scientific studies when saying the mask mandate should end. So as he said, and I quote, I would remove the mandates, I would leave it up to personal responsibility, and I would do a lot better job of educating people about why they need to get vaccines and boosters, and educating people about why masks are effective, and if you're afraid, you should wear a mask. Nobody's listening. It's just based on your party. We should get back to educating people. End quote. Currently, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends people, and I quote, wear a mask in public places where there are a lot of people around, end quote. There is currently a large outbreak of new variants of COVID-19 in central New York. Governor Kathy Hochul, who Susie wants to replace, said the mask mandate will remain for now. Hochul said, and I quote, "So we're going to continue in the short term again for public transit, our correctional facilities, our nursing homes, healthcare settings, domestic violence centers, buses and train stations. Let's just be smart about it. You know, I think people do feel better when they're in public transit, sitting really close to somebody. You know that people are protecting themselves. And again, this is very much in the short term," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
Chloe Callahan is reporting for the Times Union that the Diamond Mills Hotel and Tavern, a boutique hotel that has operated in Saugerties for more than 10 years, is now on the market for $14 million. The hotel is located on an 8-acre parcel on Partition Street and is listed by Kingston-based Murphy Realty Group. The property, built in 1888, was the site of the Martin Caton paper mill until it closed its doors in 1975. 3 years later, the old mill caught fire and most of the original structure was destroyed. With financial support from the Empire State Development Corporation in 2007, the parcel was developed and the Diamond Mills Hotel and Tavern opened in December 2011. The Diamond Mills Hotel has 30 rooms, a fitness center, and more than 7,000 square feet of event space that can accommodate up to 400 seated guests. The Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and bar are also included in the sale. Read more about the story in the Times Union.
Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro delivered his 2022 State of the County Address on April 20th in Pine Plains, with eyes from throughout New York's 19th Congressional District looking in. Molinaro spoke about a Dutchess County future he hopes not to be a part of, as he is currently the Republican candidate for Congress, hoping to replace Democrat Antonio Delgado. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Today we are poised for more growth and prosperity because of our decade-long commitment to smart, fiscally conservative, and compassionate government. To continue along this path, we must redouble our efforts to keep Dutchess County safe and affordable, creating opportunities and optimism for every county resident," end quote. He spoke about expanding mental health services, tackling the opioid crisis, funding first responders, and housing needs in the community. Molinaro previously backed off his plan to give $12.5 million in taxpayer money for a minor league baseball stadium, switching $9.5 million of the stadium money for housing needs. Molinaro plans 3 public forums to give residents a chance to address the needs of the community. The first is at 12:30 p.m. May 3rd at the Office for the Aging, Tri-Town Senior Friendship Center in Pleasant Valley. The second is at 5:30 p.m. May 10th at the Red Hook Community Center. And the last is at 5:30 p.m. May 17th at the American Legion Post 427 in Wappingers Falls. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 40 degrees. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 61 degrees. And Saturday night, a chance of rain before 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 46 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
There are so many creative community voices on the radio on 90.7 FM on Friday, April 22nd, including at 10 a.m. It's time for the All Mixed Up show this week with tracks from Wet Leg, Moondog, Calyxo, and others. Jared Wiggishud is live from Hudson with the Sugar Shack Jukebox after the local news at noon until 2 p.m. with funk, R&B, pop, soul, and more. Then the Gloom Mountain Gospel is featured on the Data Cult audio show at 2 p.m. There's new music at 3 p.m. And on 4 p.m., the WGXC afternoon show is live from Acre. 6 p.m., Clubhouse Radio is live from Main Street in Catskill. And at 7 p.m., we hear from the teens from Bound by Books from the Hudson Area Library and their environs at what they've been reading at 7 p.m. on the Bound by Books show. DJ Var is live in Hudson at 10 p.m. with the Friday Night Vibe session on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your solar-powered community radio station.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
On Saturday, April 23rd, turn out or tune in to hear the band I Heard It on the X perform at the Track at Boom and Bloom, the record and flower shop in East Durham at 2176 Route 145. It's Record Store Day, and the shop is having the band in to perform an homage to early ZZ Top. The band features ex-drummer of the Scissor Sisters, Patty Boom, and drums and vocals, and he hosts the Vinyl Freedom Show every other Tuesday at noon on WGXC. You can go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for more information about the show. And you can also tune into a live webcast and broadcast on 90.7 FM. Of the show, Saturday, April 23rd, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Track at Boom and Bloom, the Records and Flower Shop in East Durham on Route 145, with I Heard It on the X on 90.7 FM WGXC. If you wonder about the Albany Hudson electric chair, there is a special exhibit at the Hudson Area Library from May 7th through June 30th. The exhibit features the interpretive panels along the Albany-Hudson Electric Trail and historic images from the Electric Park, an amusement park at the Kinderhook stop of the old rail line that is now the Electric Trail. There is an opening reception for this exhibit in the Hudson Area Library's community room on May 7th at 3 p.m., and there's more details on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org about this event and many other community events that you may want to attend. And you can even put your own event up there. Click on Add an Event at the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org. And soon enough, you'll hear your event on the radio or find it online at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Hello and welcome to the Better Weather for Friday, April 22nd. 44 degrees in Smith Corner to 49 degrees in Ulster Park is the temperature span this morning. At least above ground, below ground, it looks like the temperature keeps hovering in the mid-40s. We got a dry day ahead with some gusty winds midday. Then a high of 61 degrees happening at 4 p.m. Overnight we dip to 35 degrees. Then Saturday we'll have a high of 60 and some chances for rain after 4 p.m. Moisture will linger all night as temperatures drop to 46 degrees. Sunday dries out after sun up and we get a high of 65. Monday looks to have a wet afternoon and a high of 68. Pollen levels will be high all weekend. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 2:10 a.m., then high tide at 8:12 a.m., low tide again at 3:13 p.m., then high tide once again at 8:59 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 46 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:29 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6 o'clock a.m. Looking way up, we see all coronal mass ejections created recently will not be heading at our planet, despite all the flare activity. Solar wind speed is currently 476 kilometers per second at 6.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 MHz till dark, then fair below 15 MHz after dark. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 119. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hi, this is Michael Wilde inviting you to Mostly Singles. And if you like what you're hearing, you'll love this show. Rarefied music, premieres, and guests. It's different every time. And a podcast, too. Go to WGXC.org. Mostly Singles, every fourth Tuesday at 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Laura of Skodak Landing, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
At last, a do-it-yourself fallout shelter from
Survive All.
A shelter that will adequately protect you and your family from the devastating effects of
nuclear fallout and falling debris.
A Survive All shelter is engineered and designed for simple assembly, takes just a weekend's time, and is civil defense approved.
Survive All basement-type shelters are FHA approved. No money down, up to 5 years to pay.
Learn how easy it is to assemble a Survive All do-it-yourself fallout shelter today.
The time is now. Protect your family against atomic attack and deadly nuclear fallout. See a Survive All shelter today.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
On Friday, April 22nd, Earth Day, there is a major climate rally being held at the state capitol, along with some marches by the Climate Can't Wait Coalition, which is about, I guess, 42, 43 organizations that come together around 12 different key policy issues and legislation. We're joined by Laura Schindel, one of the organizers for Food and Water Watch, one of the core groups of the Climate Can't Wait. So Laura, why are people coming to Albany for Earth Day this year?
Well, thanks for asking, Mark. This year, people are getting impatient for our New York State decision makers to act on climate. It has been 3 years now since the state has passed meaningful climate legislation, since we passed the Climate Leadership Communities Protection Act back in 2019. And the legislature and the governor had an opportunity to act on climate issues when deciding this year's state budget. But ultimately, when they finalized the budget, they failed to include significant measures for our environment. So hundreds of people are descending upon Albany to send the message that climate can't wait. On Earth Day, especially, legislators love to talk about what they're doing to protect our Earth. And we want to hold their feet to the fire and prescribe exactly what it is they need to be doing if they want that title of climate leader. And that's a passage of those 12 policies you mentioned. We'd like to see them do that as soon as possible in honor of Earth Day. And sometimes you need hundreds of people in their backyard to get that message across. So people are psyched to head up there and have their voices heard.
Now, the march itself will begin at 11 o'clock on Friday at the walkway over from Cornyn Preserve on Broadway and Pine in downtown Albany. And one of the reasons that site was selected, because there's been bicyclists that have been trekking across the state since last Saturday to participate. What's the purpose of the bicycle trip?
Well, the bicyclists wanted to do something dramatic to really show the decision makers how dedicated they are to the climate movement. It's also been a wonderful way to tie in communities all across New York State. They've been doing regional events as the bicyclists pass through each town and being greeted and joined by other bikers and walkers. So it's been a wonderful lead up to the event. Fun way to enjoy Earth too for Earth Day.
Now, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change continues to release a report that basically the most recent one a few weeks ago, it's now or never that the politicians since Paris 5-6 years ago have not really listened, have not taken the steps needed to keep, you know, global warming below 1.5 degrees, which is what many people feel is needed to avoid climate collapse. What's the problem with New York State lawmakers understanding that we're in a crisis moment and that, you know, this needs to be somewhat different than how they normally approach legislation?
That's a great question, Mark. It is really frustrating to see inaction from New York, because for someone not engaged in New York politics, you might think, oh, well, there's a lot of Democrats in that state. I'm sure they're doing something. But as you know, climate in delay, you know, not taking action on climate is just as bad, you know, ultimately, as not believing in climate change at all, because either way, you don't end up with the policies to move off fossil fuels. And, you know, there's many legislators that take a lot of money from fossil fuel industry companies. And the fossil fuel industry spends a lot of money lobbying our legislators, which is why it's so important for people to have their voices heard to counter that big money spending influence. We will never have the money of the fossil fuel industry, so we need to out-organize them and fill Albany with activists so that our legislators know to listen to the people and not these industry executives.
Now, you know, there are 12 either legislation or policy initiatives that climate can't wait. We don't have time, you know, for or 12, but can you give the listeners, you know, maybe a sense of what are some of the broader themes are that people believe the lawmakers need to act upon now?
Sure. So Food and Water Watch is really focused on some of the policies. One of them would require all new buildings that are constructed to be all electric. So that means no more hookups to oil or gas for construction of new buildings. And this is a key measure that will cut pollution, create good green jobs. And we have to move off fossil fuels. So it's an easy way to make sure anything that's new built is built the right way. So we're excited about that piece of legislation. It's called the All Electric Building Act. We're also working to pass a moratorium on the practice of building fossil fuel power plants for the purpose of generating electricity for private Bitcoin miners. You create cryptocurrency or Bitcoin with big data warehouses that require a lot of electricity. And here in New York State, they have one running in the Finger Lakes on Seneca Lake, polluting the community for private Bitcoin profit. So we're working to pass a bill that would create a moratorium on power plants for cryptocurrency mining, which is a very interesting topic. We want to make sure that all of these retired coal plant sites don't suddenly get converted into new power plant sites for private industry.
You know, I've heard other things such as the Green New Deal, public power, stop fossil fuel subsidies, 100% renewable capital, bunch of, you know, EJ issues. You know, the lawmakers, you know, I believe hang around until June before they go home for their 6-month vacation. I mean, campaigns. Are there anything, you know, that lawmakers is guaranteeing at this point they're going to take action on before they go home?
There are no guarantees in politics or, you know, I'd love to get one, but, it's up to us to make it a guaranteed that they realize, before their elections and before the end of the legislative session, that their constituents will be very angry with them if they don't really pass sweeping, meaningful climate action. So no guarantees, but we have our fingers and toes crossed and hundreds of people working to hold them accountable.
Now, if people want to, you know, find out more information about Climate Can't Wait, or if they perhaps feel motivated to talk to their legislators about, hey, I'd like to see, you know, some hope for future, you know, life on the planet. In the last minute, how can people become a little bit more engaged or get more information?
Well, I recommend folks visit the Climate Can't Wait website, which is climatecantwait.org. And of course, call your local legislators and Governor Hochul to demand a sweeping climate action and the Climate Can't Wait policy package be passed. That would be great. Write them letters too.
Okay. And people expect an exciting time on Friday?
A what?
I just gonna say people expect an exciting time on Friday. Oh. Meeting at 11 a.m. at the corner of Pine and Broadway by the walkway over to Courtney Reserve. Probably around noon, going to be up at the state capitol for more West Capitol Park for more speakers, and then eventually head over to the governor's mansion. We've been talking with Laura Schindel, one of the organizers for Climate Can't Wait, and a staff organizer with Food and Water Watch. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Interesting, boring, really, really,
really
boring.
It would be about wonderful things. It would be about
chocolate pigs.
She's obsessed with pigs.
Chocolate pigs?
Awesome.
All the way down.
I turned it down.
The only dogs can hear.
Burn his...
I turned it down. Do it.
Did you hear that?
No.
And you are listening. You're listening to 90.7. WGXC Acra,
Catskills.
Today. East Durham.
Bartender, let's make it a double.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
On Friday, April 22nd, Earth Day, there is a major climate rally being held at the state capitol, along with some marches by the Climate Can't Wait Coalition, which is about, I guess, 42, 43 organizations that come together around 12 different key policy issues and legislation. We're joined by Laura Schindel, one of the organizers for Food and Water Watch, one of the core groups of the Climate Can't Wait. So Laura, why are people coming to Albany for Earth Day this year?
Well, thanks for asking, Mark. This year, people are getting impatient for our New York State decision makers to act on climate. It has been 3 years now since the state has passed meaningful climate legislation, since we passed the Climate Leadership Communities Protection Act back in 2019. And the legislature and the governor had an opportunity to act on climate issues when deciding this year's state budget. But ultimately, when they finalized the budget, they failed to include significant measures for our environment. So hundreds of people are descending upon Albany to send the message that climate can't wait. On Earth Day, especially, legislators love to talk about what they're doing to protect our Earth, and we want to hold their feet to the fire and prescribe exactly what it is they need to be doing if they want that title of climate leader. And that's a passage of those 12 policies you mentioned. We'd like to see them do that as soon as possible in honor of Earth Day. And sometimes you need hundreds of people in their backyard to get that message across. So people are psyched to head up there and have their voices heard.
Now, the march itself will begin at 11 o'clock on Friday at the walkway over from Cornyn Preserve on Broadway and Pine in downtown Albany. And one of the reasons that site was selected, because there's been bicyclists that have been trekking across the state since last Saturday to participate. What's the purpose of the bicycle trip?
Well, the bicyclists wanted to do something dramatic to really show the decision makers how dedicated they are to the climate movement. It's also been a wonderful way to tie in communities all across New York State. They've been doing regional events as the bicyclists pass through each town and being greeted and joined by other bikers and walkers. So it's been a wonderful lead up to the event. Fun way to enjoy Earth too for Earth Day.
Now, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change continues to release a report that basically the most recent one a few weeks ago, it's now or never, that the politicians since Paris 5-6 years ago have not really listened, have not taken the steps needed to keep, you know, global warming below 1.5 degrees, which is what many people feel is needed to avoid climate collapse. What's the problem with New York State lawmakers understanding that we're in a crisis moment and that, you know, this needs to be somewhat different than how they normally approach legislation?
That's a great question, Mark. It is really frustrating to see inaction from New York, because for someone not engaged in New York politics, you might think, oh, well, there's a lot of Democrats in that state. I'm sure they're doing something. But as you know, climate in delay, you know, not taking action on climate is just as bad, you know, ultimately, as not believing in climate change at all, because either way, you don't end up with the policies to move off fossil fuels. And, you know, there's many legislators that take a lot of money from fossil fuel industry companies. And the fossil fuel industry spends a lot of money lobbying our legislators, which is why it's so important for people to have their voices heard to counter that big money spending influence. We will never have the money of the fossil fuel industry, so we need to out-organize them and fill Albany with activists so that our legislators know to listen to the people and not these industry executives.
Now, you know, there are 12 either legislation or policy initiatives that climate can't wait. We don't have time, you know, for OR 12, but can you give the listeners, you know, maybe a sense of what are some of the broader themes are that people believe the lawmakers need to act upon now?
Sure. So Food and Water Watch is really focused on some of the policies. One of them would require all new buildings that are constructed to be all electric. So that means no more hookups to oil or gas for construction of new buildings. And this is a key measure that will cut pollution, create good green jobs. And we have to move off fossil fuels. So it's an easy way to make sure anything that's new built is built the right way. So we're excited about that piece of legislation. It's called the All Electric Building Act. We're also working to pass a moratorium on the practice of building fossil fuel power plants for the purpose of generating electricity for private Bitcoin miners. You create cryptocurrency or Bitcoin with big data warehouses that require a lot of electricity. And here in New York State, they have one running in the Finger Lakes on Seneca Lake, polluting the community for private Bitcoin profit. So we're working to pass a bill that would create a moratorium on power plants for cryptocurrency mining, which is a very interesting topic. We want to make sure that all of these retired coal plant sites don't suddenly get converted into new power plant sites for private industry.
You know, I've heard other things such as a Green New Deal, public power, stop fossil fuel subsidies, 100% renewable capital, bunch of, EJ issues. The lawmakers, I believe hang around until June before they go home for their 6-month vacation. Campaigns. Are there anything, that lawmakers is guaranteeing at this point they're going to take action on before they go home?
There are no guarantees in politics I'd love to get one, but it's up to us to make it a guarantee that they realize before their elections and before the end of the legislative session that their constituents will be very angry with them if they don't really pass sweeping, meaningful climate action. So no guarantees, but we have our fingers and toes crossed and hundreds of people working to hold them accountable.
Now, if people want to, find out more information about Climate Can't Wait, or if they perhaps feel motivated to talk to their legislators about, hey, I'd like to see, some hope for future, life on the planet. In the last minute, how can people become a little bit more engaged or get more information?
Well, I recommend folks visit the Climate Can't Wait website, which is climatecantwait.org. And of course, call your local legislators and Governor Hochul to demand a sweeping climate action and the Climate Can't Wait policy package be passed. That would be great. Write them letters too.
Okay. And people expect an exciting time on Friday?
A what?
I was just going to say, people expect an exciting time on Friday. Oh. Meeting at 11 a.m. at the corner of Pine and Broadway by the walkway over to Corner Reserve. Probably around noon, going to be up at the state capitol for more West Capitol Park for more speakers. And then eventually head over to the governor's mansion. We've been talking with Laura Schindel, one of the organizers for Climate Can't Wait, and a staff organizer with Food and Water Watch. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show?
90.7 Catskills.
Bartender, let's make it a double.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
On Friday, April 22nd, Earth Day, there is a major climate rally being held at the state capitol, along with some marches by the Climate Can't Wait Coalition, which is about, I guess, 42, 43 organizations that come together around 12 different key policy issues and legislation. We're joined by Laura Schindel, one of the organizers for Food and Water Watch, one of the core groups of the Climate Can't Wait. So Laura, why are people coming to Albany for Earth Day this year?
Well, thanks for asking, Mark. This year, people are getting impatient for our New York State decision makers to act on climate. It has been 3 years now since the state has passed meaningful climate legislation, since we passed the Climate Leadership Communities Protection Act back in 2019. And the legislature and the governor had an opportunity to act on climate issues when deciding this year's state budget. But ultimately, when they finalized the budget, they failed to include significant measures for our environment. So hundreds of people are descending upon Albany to send the message that climate can't wait. On Earth Day, especially, legislators love to talk about what they're doing to protect our Earth. And we want to hold their feet to the fire and prescribe exactly what it is they need to be doing if they want that title of climate leader. And that's a passage of those 12 policies you mentioned. We'd like to see them do that as soon as possible in honor of Earth Day. And sometimes you need hundreds of people in their backyard to get that message across. So people are psyched to head up there and have their voices heard.
Now, the march itself will begin at 11 o'clock on Friday at the walkway over from Cornyn Preserve on Broadway and Pine in downtown Albany. And one of the reasons that site was selected, because there's been bicyclists that have been trekking across the state since last Saturday to participate. What's the purpose of the bicycle trip?
Well, the bicyclists wanted to do something dramatic to really show the decision makers how dedicated they are to the climate movement. It's also been a wonderful way to tie in communities all across New York State. They've been doing regional events as the bicyclists pass through each town and being greeted and joined by other bikers and walkers. So it's been a wonderful lead up to the event. Fun way to enjoy Earth too for Earth Day.
Now, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change continues to release a report that basically the most recent one a few weeks ago, it's now or never, that the politicians since Paris 5-6 years ago, have not really listened, have not taken the steps needed to keep, you know, global warming below 1.5 degrees, which is what many people feel is needed to avoid climate collapse. What's the problem with New York State lawmakers understanding that we're in a crisis moment and that, you know, this needs to be somewhat different than how they normally approach legislation?
That's a great question, Mark. It is really frustrating to see inaction from New York, because for someone not engaged in New York politics, you might think, oh, well, there's a lot of Democrats in that state. I'm sure they're doing something. But as you know, climate in delay, you know, not taking action on climate is just as bad, you know, ultimately, as not believing in climate change at all, because either way, you don't end up with the policies to move off fossil fuels. And, you know, there's many legislators that take a lot of money from fossil fuel industry companies. And the fossil fuel industry spends a lot of money lobbying our legislators, which is why it's so important for people to have their voices heard to counter that big money spending influence. We will never have the money of the fossil fuel industry, so we need to out-organize them and fill Albany with activists so that our legislators know to listen to the people and not these industry executives.
Now, you know, there are 12 either legislation or policy initiatives that climate can't wait. We don't have time, you know, for or 12, but can you give the listeners, you know, maybe a sense of what are some of the broader themes are that people believe the lawmakers need to act upon now?
Sure. So Food and Water Watch is really focused on some of the policies. One of them would require all new buildings that are constructed to be all electric. So that means no more hookups to oil or gas for construction of new buildings. And this is a key measure that will cut pollution, create good green jobs. And we have to move off fossil fuels. So it's an easy way to make sure anything that's new built is built the right way. So we're excited about that piece of legislation. It's called the All Electric Building Act. We're also working to pass a moratorium on the practice of building fossil fuel power plants for the purpose of generating electricity for private Bitcoin miners. You create cryptocurrency or Bitcoin with big data warehouses that require a lot of electricity. And here in New York State, they have one running in the Finger Lakes on Seneca Lake, polluting the community for private Bitcoin profit. So we're working to pass a bill that would create a moratorium on power plants for cryptocurrency mining, which is a very interesting topic. We want to make sure that all of these retired coal plant sites don't suddenly get converted into new power plant sites for private industry.
You know, I've heard other things such as a Green New Deal, public power, stop fossil fuel subsidies, 100% renewable capital, bunch of, you know, EJ issues. You know, the lawmakers, you know, I believe hang around until June before they go home for their 6-month vacation, I mean, campaigns. Are there anything, you know, that lawmakers is guaranteeing at this point they're going to take action on before they go home?
There are no guarantees in politics or, you know, I'd love to get one, but it's up to us to make it a guaranteed that they realize before their elections and before the end of the legislative session that their constituents will be very angry with them if they don't really pass sweeping, meaningful climate action. So no guarantees, but we have our fingers and toes crossed and hundreds of people working to hold them accountable.
Now, if people want to, you know, find out more information about Climate Can't Wait, or if they perhaps feel motivated to talk to the legislators about, hey, I'd like to see, you know, some hope for future you know, life on the planet. In the last minute, what, how can people become a little bit more engaged or get more information?
Well, I recommend folks visit the Climate Can't Wait website, which is climatecantwait.org. And of course, call your local legislators and Governor Hochul to demand a sweeping climate action and the Climate Can't Wait policy package be passed. That would be great. Write them letters too.
Okay. And people expect an exciting time on Friday.
A what?
I just going to say people expect an exciting time on Friday. Oh. Meeting at 11 a.m. at the corner of Pine and Broadway by the walkway over to Corner Reserve. Probably around noon, going to be up at the state capitol for more West Capitol Park for more speakers. And then eventually head over to the governor's mansion. We've been talking with Laura Schindel, one of the organizers for Climate Can't Wait, and a staff organizer with Food and Water Watch. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acre
Catskills.
Today,
East Durham.
Bartender, let's make it a double.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
On Friday, April 22nd, Earth Day, there is a major climate rally being held at the state capitol, along with some marches by the Climate Can't Wait Coalition, which is about, I guess, 42, 43 organizations that come together around 12 different key policy issues and legislation. We're joined by Laura Schindel, one of the organizers for Food and Water Watch, one of the core groups of the Climate Can't Wait. So Laura, why are people coming to Albany for Earth Day this year?
Well, thanks for asking, Mark. This year, people are getting impatient for our New York State decision makers to act on climate. It has been 3 years now since the state has passed meaningful climate legislation, since we passed the Climate Leadership Communities Protection Act back in 2019. And the legislature and the governor had an opportunity to act on climate issues when deciding this year's state budget. But ultimately, when they finalized the budget, they failed to include significant measures for our environment. So hundreds of people are descending upon Albany to send the message that climate can't wait. On Earth Day, especially, legislators love to talk about what they're doing to protect our Earth, and we want to hold their feet to the fire and